the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
So that's crazy.
I know. And it's crazy here on the Edge, Brains. How are you? Look where you landed on the spot. Okay.
Awesome.
Where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And we got Robin DeGroot. What? She is from Arizona, but right now she's in San Francisco visiting some family, having a great time, but she arrived here on the Edge, and we're going to talk all things Robin DeGroot. Oh, yes. She was a Montessori teacher, Brains, and then she went into energy work. She's an author and a podcaster, okay? We have so many things to talk about here. So without any other interruptions, I'd like to introduce you to today's guest, Robin DeGroot. Hi, baby.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Got them little kitties in the back.
Yes.
I try to love cats. I do, but I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I need somebody snuggling up under me and all that. Cats are just too independent for my love.
Well, there's always a cat that chooses you. Then they snuggle. Okay.
And then they snuggle.
Occasionally.
Well, why don't you snuggle with my Brains and tell us a little bit about you, baby?
Well, I do energy work, and originally and always I'm an artist, so that has been
visual paint.
Yes, visual arts. Right. And I am working now with my coaching is a lot more to actually get people to do more creative things in the long run. So that's the end goal. And if they can release their blocks, and that's a big thing of energy work, is trying to get rid of all the old stuff that gets caught in your system, just sort of brings you down and helps you think small. So if I get rid of that, then I want to replace it with something which is really your authentic truth. So the authentic truth is always what you can do only. It's uniquely you. And that, to me, is a creative element. So,
Well, creativity.
Well, it's not just visual art, definitely all kinds of arts, and even the way people program and all this kind of stuff.
Art is so important because so many people don't know how to express themselves audibly. And so art, and even with children, so many things that are locked inside come out in their artwork. My brother, I didn't know this until after he passed. All this time, he had a pottery wheel.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he went to jail. Bless his heart. And he learned how to make some pottery.
Well, that's awesome. It's not easy to do.
It's not easy to do. Yeah. But I didn't realize that. And I'm just so sad that I didn't get to experience that with him while he was here. But you've been able to do some things because you were a Montessori teacher. Tell us a little bit about that. And what is Montessori? Are they still doing that? I know it was all the rave when my daughter was going to school about 20, 25 years ago, but I haven't heard that.
Well, it is definitely still going strong. Maria Montessori was the founder, and she was Italian, I think. So she was a doctor in the early days when women could not train to be doctors that easily. And her method was developed when she was studying children behavior, basically, with the children in the asylums. Like, that's who she was allowed to study from. So the children were not mental. They were basically orphans. Mm. And she found that they had nothing to work with or nothing to do. But they were still making all kinds of little villages and cities out of the dirt. And they were just, like, totally active with their hands. So the Montessori method is really a hands-on approach where you have concrete materials. Mm-hmm. And then every concept has a concrete material that extends to your use of your hands. So that everything you learn is much more like physically felt and then I think they learn better. And also there's a real independence to the method. So you teach them little jobs or activities, and then they go onto a little tray on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And then once they know that, they can always go and choose the one they want to work on. They put a little rug on the floor, or they have tables, and they just go at their own pace and kind of do things all the time, just as their interest and keeping themselves busy.
Well, you know, kids, keeping them busy is a
chore. It can be a challenge.
And yeah. Montessori, too, it was pretty expensive back then, too, you know, because, again, you're working individually with each child, their learning ability, their skills, their challenges.
That's a lot. And nowadays, I find that the difficulty or the necessity to have a daycare is there anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you have the choice to have a Montessori daycare, then I just always suggest that, because they're pretty much equal on their price range, I think. Like, maybe a little more for Montessori, but it wouldn't be that much.
Montessori was expensive, but it was worth every penny, you know,
because kids
really were prepared when they went into mainstream school. Actually, they were found to be a lot more advanced. I kind of thought, you know, from an ignorance perspective, and ignorance means not knowing brains.
Right.
I'm stupid. but they didn't, they really just didn't know how to, you know, kind of structure that kind of learning environment for people. And I thought that it was kind of a religious discipline, but it's not.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely non-denominational. So mostly they're celebrating every celebration of whatever the students are in the student body. They have a lot of international type of days. Mm-hmm. So I found that really good for the cultural aspect. And cultural education is usually pretty worldly, tries to be a little universal, and I think it's pretty awesome. I was actually an elementary teacher more often than not, but I did have the training for primary all the way up to 8th grade for 12-year-olds.
Wow. So you left the classroom and you decided to go into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You went into energy work, okay? And I want to talk something about that, because you've done massage. Do you do Reiki?
I have learned Reiki, but I do a different energy method more.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, that one is called Bioenergy Healing, and I learned it in Vancouver with Vancouver, Canada, so that's British Columbia. I learned it with Michael Dalton, and he was from Ireland, where he learned it. And this method is, it's a little different than Reiki, because you're standing and you're sitting. So you're not laying on a bed necessarily, because you want access to the front and back of each chakra. So when a person is in a session, first they're standing in front of me and I stand in front of them, and then kind of breathe and just relax. And they can close their eyes or not, but they're just standing with their hands beside their body. And then I'll kind of do a scan of the chakra system from the root to the crown. So when I scan, like in front with my hands, I feel like of each chakra, which one might have some significance to me. And I usually feel heat myself, heat or coolness. And then there's an intuitive element where it's kind of like, yeah, this is the one I need to work on today. And usually I just work on it and I gather at the chakra. It's like in that 1-inch space around your body, which is your biofield. And that is your aura.
Wait, then that's, that could be 20, 25, you know, that.
Well, actually the chakras do emanate. So there is a larger aura field than just that.
Right. But
for me to be effective.
I can see folks' auras, okay, when they cry.
That's awesome, actually.
They're flaming red, and when they're beautiful, I can see the blues and the turquoise.
Yeah. I don't necessarily see them. I feel more, but if someone is behind a black background, like behind them, then you can see more energy of people. So that's actually a neat trick.
Yeah, I belong to a women's drum circle, and the
coordinator,
when she plays drums and we photograph her, and I'll show you the pictures, the energy fields and the colors, they photograph. They just
shoot
and her feet, and it's just really, really a great, great space. So tell us a little bit, Robin, why did you decide to do this? What was your aha moment? What drew you into this type of work?
Well, as part of massage training and keeping your license, you always have to do CEU credits, so continuing education. And I was always taking an interesting course every year. So I did take cupping, massage cupping.
Oh, I love
that. That one, I know. Pretty cool.
I think the bruises are kind of sexy too.
Yeah, and you don't always need to have the bruises if you learn how to do it where you're dragging the cup. Right. So that's a bit of a different method. Instead of the cups are really for detoxification.
Right, right.
You leave them in a spot and they release pain actually. But if you drag it along, it's like a reverse deep tissue. So it actually does a lot of good, but it's a suction.
Where the pain sucks up into the cup.
That's pretty much it. Instead of like the pressure with deep tissue, you end up, you're getting into a deeper layer of skin because you're really creating the suction. And it usually feels really good, actually.
It does feel really good.
So, and it just... So that was one, and I was just blown away. And then I also took perioperative massage, which is especially for use with people who have had plastic surgery. So peri means around. So basically you're going to have it before the massage and you'll have massage after the surgery as well. Because it was a lot of lymphatic drainage and a lot of smoothing so that if someone had liposuction, it wouldn't have any lumps or cellulite looking stuff. So that was pretty cool. But basically 1 year I took a Qigong training.
Okay.
The Qigong training was really kind of pivotal for me. That was in 2012, I think. So I met up in Portland with Jeff Premack's group, which is Qi Revolution. It's a QI. It's how they do Qi. And that four-day exposition at the convention center was so amazing. So basically, Qigong is more of a standing method, the one that he learned and taught. And it was just all about energy, healing the body, the blood, the mind, and doing a daily practice, which is what the gong, kung, or like any of that, it means your work. So it's like energy work. So it's kind of your daily practice of this energy movement. And even yoga, you'll end up moving energy with yoga because their postures and the breathing, everything is designed to still work on many levels.
Yoga is to prepare you for meditation.
Yes. So. And then my mother got sick. So when my mother got sick in 2000, she actually got sick in 2011, but I was in California and she was in Ontario, Canada. And then she moved to Vancouver to help my sister with her baby. And already it was like starting to have symptoms. She was not very energetic and she was always super energetic. So she did have cancer. And over the next 2 years, there was like a lot of special treatments because this was multiple myeloma of the bone marrow. So she was trying to do some things with regrowing T cells and they were doing all kinds of things, which she thought was very fascinating. And it was all very, a little bit contradictory because she was always someone who taught us natural health and everything. But then when it came time to deal with this, there was always this push for radiation therapy and chemotherapy. And because of the what they were also telling her with the T cells, and then they were going to put them back in. But in the meantime, they had to do some chemo. So she kind of went along with it because she was like very scientific minded. And unfortunately, I feel like the chemo in the interim was very devastating to your immune system. So even when the things were being reintroduced, it took a lot for the body to accept it because it's not strong enough.
Right.
So in 2012, late 2012, my husband thought, like, let's all go for Christmas and we all need to visit and have a family Christmas because, like, we don't know what's going on with her health. And that was really nice. That was in December 2012. So I went to visit her in Vancouver. And then my sister, who worked at Whole Foods, her friend said, hey, there's this energy guy. He has like an introductory evening if you want to come take a look. So myself and my three other sisters went, and I was blown away by this guy, Michael Dalton. He was super funny, and he talked about him healing his own eczema and asthma with this method after having it for 20 years, and he was an engineer, and he totally went into that training because nothing else was helping him. Mm. And then I started to, like, I signed up for the first level course, and I was going to come back in May. So then in May 2013, on Mother's Day, that weekend, I came back, and it was a Saturday, Sunday. So I did the full Saturday, and I was like, wow, I'm going to try this at home. And I was doing some stuff just with my heart chakra with my mother because she was really deteriorating by then. And then by the second day, she passed away. So I was actually really grateful to be there.
And I'm grateful to be with you. We hope yeah.
So I felt like
her. That's okay, girl. Go ahead. Let those tears. It's absolutely fine. Yeah. I lost my brother. I had no idea. I lost my brother this year.
Oh my goodness.
And he tried to, you know, not tell us that he had lung cancer, said he has CPOD, and he just started to deteriorate. And he just said, you know what? Take this ventilator off me and give me something for Twilight. And he just went on, but I get you. So hold that space, but know that energy is around you. And we don't want people here sick and in pain.
Oh,
and
no.
I believe that there is glory on the other side.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We just don't know because we can't see it. So that's okay. I got goosebumps. I feel mama. Mama is right here. She's going to probably help y'all bake that turkey tomorrow.
Yeah. No, actually, and that's why I felt like a lot of gratitude because my other sisters, they were coming, my sister and brother came from Ontario and they were like a little too late. So I was actually already there and I felt like she was also like waiting on some level, right? And then when I came and when I learned stuff with the heart chakra, especially when someone is really far past whatever, I especially learned with the heart chakra to say, you know what, whatever you need to do as a soul, like, let's just do that. It's okay. And that's where I feel like the help was. I actually did that with my cat.
Really?
Because the cat was very sick. And I was just like, and she was just running all over the place because they like to be alone, I think, when they pass away.
They do.
So then I was just like, you know, just let go and... You don't have to be strong for us or anything. So I think there's many uses and methods and times and to do different things. And of course, I always want to help them while they're totally in their midlife and everything. And I just, but there's this kind of trust and like same with Reiki where you're more of a channel than the healer.
Exactly.
So I'm like not the healer. Everyone has this capacity to heal because we're all energy beings and we have this ability to connect with everything that comes through us. So that's the whole thing. And I really like that this is a method that it comes out your hands. Right. The Montessori method, it's all about the hands. And also in art, I was like, it's all about my hands. So everything about the hands to me is very important. Because I do think there's this connection with the heart and the hands. And it does run through your arms. Everything with the heart chakra is through your arms, your upper back, your lungs. It's the whole section there.
Well, so let's go to the lower part of your body and talk about your feet and your hips.
Oh, yeah.
You
well,
are
that's all. That's hands. Yes, that's the root chakra and also the sacral chakra. So the root is all about grounding. And basically, the first three chakras, the lower chakras, they are our earthly human experience. So basically, our earth, the root chakra connects us to the earth. It's governing the legs, the hips, and the feet and knees and all that stuff. And it's a lot about keeping us in our human vessel.
Right.
So it's also about structure, foundations, money, all of this stuff. So if you start to feel really worried about that, some people will often get pain in the lower body and the lower back. And then the sacral chakra is actually more about creativity, but it's still a physical chakra because it's like about sexuality. So it's like the birthing chakra. It's about birthing ideas, birthing children. It's got where all the organs for reproduction are for men and women. It's
but
all in the
energy that is held in that space as well.
Yes.
And it's and actually family.
My business, TLC, Truth, Love, and Creativity, is based on the three chakras that I have the most experience and trials and tribulations and learning through. And that's actually the creativity is the sacral. Love is the heart chakra. And then the truth is the throat chakra.
Right.
So throat and sacral are very creative chakras. They're a lot about expression. And that's where I chose them because I feel like a big destiny part of my life is about expressing your everything, your pains, your joys, your getting it out, basically.
Well,
if you can get it out in a legacy.
Let's ask you a little bit about, you know, what else you're doing there. Now, again, we kind of touched on it. You like to do Gothic dance. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, my daughter is going out and she's LARPing. I was like, live action role playing. And they put on these clothes and they live in the time and they speak in the language. So when
That's
you do
amazing.
This Gothic dance, do you go to these Renaissance fairs as well?
I have never been to a Renaissance fair. It's pretty crazy because I actually always wanted to. And
you grab one of those big turkey legs and you sit there at the king's court and they call you a wench. Oh, girl, you just feel like you traveled through time.
Yes. Actually, when I studied in Montreal, I did know someone who was an expert archer.
Okay.
And he was like, so amazing with his chopsticks that his entire work group gave him very, very expensive chopsticks for his birthday. But he was always going to the fairs. And I thought, you know, that's something especially I would like to learn is archery.
Oh, yeah. It's so
amazing. And my name is Robin. So I'm like, come on.
Oh, yeah. She takes me and I couldn't believe how good I was. And she goes, Mommy, she says, for this Thanksgiving, she says, if I didn't love animals so much, she said, I'd go out and hunt us a wild turkey. And I was like, well, you know, just let's leave it for the trees. And
let's leave it for
the outside. I don't want to kill any animals.
Yeah.
You're also a podcaster. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. So my podcast is called My Business Name. So it's TLC, Truth, Love, Creativity. And I mostly talk about expression items. So a lot of times it's mostly me expressing things that have come up or they're just interesting things. A lot of things are about holistic lifestyle. So I do have a soft spot for the physical health side because I've always had challenges with my own weight and my skin and a bunch of things since I was young. So I've always been looking at the diets that would help me. And currently it's a lot of ketogenic eating.
Right.
So
right.
I talk about trying to do it while traveling or the best treats you can have. And because I don't think you got to be perfect with any of that. I think you got to do the best you can. And especially if you have a really active lifestyle. And I'm traveling more now. So I'm just like, these are some good things to help you with temptation. So that's one side. And then the other side is more about some of my experience. So some of what I've come from and my own health journey, which was a major hormone condition, actually. So I do bioidentical hormones now. I get them prescribed for me.
I had a doctor, Elizabeth Lister. I had to turn you on to her.
That'll be great. Because that's helped me tremendously.
Yeah, she's a business. She knows all about that. And she works with men and women. You know, they think it's just a menopause. But let me tell you, brains, there is a menopause.
Normally, I totally believe that. Yeah.
But normally it shows up with a sports car and a younger woman.
Yeah.
Where our ours shows up with hot flashes and attitude and weight gain. So it just depends on where you are. But there is a remedy for everybody out there.
Yeah.
So an author, do you have a copy of the book there?
Oh, I didn't bring it, but.
Oh, well, we're going to, you know, you're going to send it to me and I'm going to post it. And maybe great. One of the brains will be lucky enough to win a copy. And because I love to do that. I love to cross promote you. I think that you are wonderful. Thank you for being so vulnerable and tender, you know. And thank you, Mama. What was your mama's name?
Oh, Wilhelmina, but she always went by Willie.
Willie?
Yeah.
How you doing, girl? How you doing? Okay. So she's with us right now, and you and your sisters, and you're just a wonderful spirit. Brains, I want you to go in, and I want you to connect with Robin DeGroote, and check out what's going on her podcast, read her book, get some energy work done. Some consultation, absolutely. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Robin.
The best is my website. Everything is on there, all the links to all the social media. It's Robin, R-O-B-I-N-M, like Mary, DeGroote, DeGroote.com.
All right. And we are here on the edge all the time, every day, all day. We're going to have the watch party. We're going to celebrate you, brains, because it's important that you connect with your source energy. If not, you don't know how to do it. There's great people like Robin that know how to do it, that is willing to work with you and to connect with you on a deeper level. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations on Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I can sing it.
You can go out.
All right, baby. Thank you so much, Robin. My brains love you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we're sending you love and light. Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you.